Today's devotion is entitled, The Heavens Declare the Glory of God, by Pastor David Bala, Peace, Plainfield. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them He has set a tent for the sun. Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4. David begins his psalm with awe at the natural world, which testifies continually to its Maker. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork. The grandeur of the stars, the vastness of the sky, the brilliance of the sun, all of it shouts, without using words, that there is a Creator whose glory is beyond comprehension. David pictures creation as a preacher. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. Each new sunrise, each star-studded night, tells the same truth. God is powerful, wise, and glorious, and yet, this sermon is unique. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. The message of creation doesn't need syllables or sentences. Its testimony is universal, reaching every culture, language, and nation without translation. Paul will later echo this truth in Romans 1, verse 20. His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. No one can honestly claim ignorance of God's reality. The heavens themselves bear witness. But while creation declares God's glory, it does not reveal His saving grace. The stars can tell us that God is mighty, but they cannot tell us that He is merciful. The sunrise can show His faithfulness, but it cannot show the cross. For that, we need God's word, His law, and His gospel, which David will celebrate in the second half of the psalm. Creation is God's general revelation, but salvation comes only through His specific revelation in Christ Jesus. For us, these verses are both a reminder and an invitation, a reminder that God is constantly surrounding us with testimony to His greatness. Every sunrise you see, every night sky filled with stars, every change of season, all of it points to the Lord, and an invitation to lift our eyes from the busyness of life and notice, to let the grandeur of creation lead us to praise, to humility, and to trust in the One who made it all. Most of all, we rejoice that the God who painted the heavens in the same God is the same God who stooped down in Christ to redeem us. The One whose glory the skies proclaim is the One who has revealed His mercy at the cross. Creation shows His power. The gospel shows His heart. So today, hear the silent sermon of the heavens, but don't stop there. Look also to the Word of Christ, where the glory of God shines most brightly in the salvation given to you. God's peace and many blessings be with you.